a moment. Back to the issue of jobs and trying to channel all the potential in the Victorian economy, and somehow, rather than the closure of the car industry being seen as a just complete catastrophe, try and see if in fact it's maybe an opportunity. And there are plenty of people popping their heads up this morning saying, well, here's what we think we can offer. One of them is Peter French. He's from a biotechnology company and he has a meeting today with the federal government, with in particular Ian McFarlane. Peter French is Managing Director of Benitech Biopharma. And Peter, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
Why do you see this as an opportunity rather than a catastrophe?
Well, John, Benitech is Australia's only gene therapy company, and we're about to commence a clinical trial in the US of our one-shot treatment and cure for hepatitis C. 170 million people around the world are infected with hepatitis C, and if our trial is successful in being able to cure the infection with a single treatment, clearly there will be a great demand for this drug. It's a gene therapy drug. It's a complicated drug to manufacture, and the number of gene therapy manufacturing places around the world is very limited.
Yeah.
So if we are successful, the demand will be very hard. It's very challenging to meet the expected demand.
So if you're now successful with the research, do you want to do the manufacturing locally as well?
Well, I don't want to do the manufacturing ourselves locally, but clearly we would like to have an integrated solution to be able to ensure that we can provide the demand that we expect, and therefore it's incumbent upon us to work out how best to meet that demand and how best to establish manufacturing.
Okay, big a plant would it be?
Well, as I said, there are 170 million people around the world infected with hepatitis C, and we're not talking about doing this tomorrow, but clearly in 5 or so years, when the clinical trials are well and truly done, understood, and we understand the safety aspects of this, we may well be in a position to need to produce significant numbers of doses of this. And therefore, the plant could be very, very substantial in,
okay,
in size.
I'm by no means an expert on manufacturing. I've had to wander around factories for years and years and years, including car companies. I just assume, Peter, that you need more space and more technology to make cars than you do to make pills.
Well, yes. I assume that that's the case as well. However, what we're talking about is large fermenters, which are needed to produce the volume of material, which ultimately gets processed into injectables, and that's a lot of volume and a lot of space and a lot of quite high tech equipment and infrastructure that needs to be produced. And so what we're talking about really are manufacturing capacities and facilities that don't really exist around the world at the moment. There are two or three, and they are substantial facilities, one in Oxford in the UK, one in France, and one in the US, and one in Finland. I mean, they are large buildings, the size of, you know, of some of these car plant buildings themselves, and they're still making only a fraction of the capacity that we would need. So my expectation is that whilst I'm not advocating that this is going to be a solution to the car industry problem in the short term, it's an example of an innovative manufacturing opportunity that Australia could take the lead on in the world, amongst other biopharmaceutical and pharmaceutical manufacturing opportunities.
Okay. Just finally then, Peter, and I've got others from your sector to speak to in a moment. In a moment, Professor Mark Cook from St Vincent's, who has a similar suggestion. But when you go and see Ian McFarlane and the federal government later today, obviously if they're not prepared to hand over big chunks of money to SPC, they're not prepared to hand over big chunks of money to the car industry, they're not in a mood for handing out big chunks of money to pretty much anybody at the moment.
And big chunks of money at this stage may not be necessary. We may be able to do public partnerships to be able to encourage investment in this from the private sector as well.
Your point is that without government support, if this in fact is a goer, it's going to be made offshore. With government support, we could make it here.
Correct.
It's as simple as that. Thank you,
it
Peter.
It is as simple as that.
Well, good luck.
Thank you, John.
Peter French from a company called Benitech Biopharma.